Assalamu alaikum and welcome back. So, many times we have partners, they have problems, they have a lot of dispute. Why? Because it was not written down, it was not clarified. After 6 months, yes, but I want to have my share. No, I have to have increase. Yeah, it's all in black and white. So the condition is very important, and that is why the Prophet says, as-salam, the money belongs to the previous owner unless the buyer makes it a condition. So how much you're selling your slave? $10,000. Okay, but I will buy it with everything that the slave has. The seller would say, oops, no. If this is the case, I'm selling him for $100,000 because he's got my car, he's got this and that. And then everything is clear. When it's not clear, then by default, the seller, the previous owner, goes and gets everything that there needs to be delivered. Any questions regarding slavery, regarding selling farms? Yes, Akhi.
Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam.
The hadith says that he who buys a slave, his property belongs to the one who sold him. So the property is of the slave. So why is it like that? The property belongs to the one who sold him.
The hadith of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam clarifies this. The Prophet said alayhi salatu wasalam, anything that a slave owns belongs to his master. So you have sometimes people owning a lot of slaves and sending them to work, not like employees. So I have a trustworthy slave, his name is Abdullah. Abdullah, take this 5,000 riyals, it's a capital, go and work. So he goes and invests it, and he makes it 100,000, a million, 5 millions. As a master, I tell him, give me a million, give me two, it's mine. And the man is keeping something, and he's investing it, and he is making profit out of it. At the end of the day, he's still a slave. And whatever he owns is actually belonging to his master. And that is why he cannot perform Hajj. It's not mandatory upon him. Praying Friday, he does not pray Friday mandatory like everyone else, a free person. And so on and on. There are differences between that. Yes, Akhi.
Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh.
Wa alaikum salam.
My question to you is that if you own a slave, he's a non-Muslim, and then he reverts to Islam, is it compulsory on us to free him?
Very good question. If we have a slave who's a non-Muslim and then he accepts Islam, is it mandatory upon us to free him? And the answer is no. Because him and his descendants are still slaves, whether he accepts Islam or not. Can we enslave a Muslim? The answer is never. But if he's been enslaved as a non-Muslim and then he accepts Islam, you're highly recommended to free him. But it is not mandatory. You can keep him. And the companions had Muslim slaves. Even the imams of the schools of thought had Muslim slaves. Abdullah ibn Umar ibn Khattab, may Allah be pleased with him, his famous slave was Nafi', Mawla ibn Umar. And Nafi' was one of the great scholars of Islam. And he was a slave. So where a lot of the scholars of Islam, they were all slaves, and some were freed and some were not. Okay, let's take a question from the Sheikh.
A orchard, mango orchard, is sold for a period of 10 years. The risk is spread over a period of 10 years. So how is it validates vis-a-vis the sunnah of the Prophet?
This is something that goes beyond my knowledge. If someone sells mango tree after being impregnated, and it takes 10 years to give the fruit.
No, what I mean to say, the output is on year-to-year basis, but it is sold for 10 years.
Khalas, if it's on yearly basis, we said that the first harvest, if not conditioned, the first harvest goes to the previous owner, the seller. Only one, but not every year. So the first one that he had impregnated produces in 1 year. The following year, you have to impregnate it again. And in the third year and the fourth year, the first year that he worked hard on it, the harvest is his.
My question is with regard to the Prophet's hadith where he said that the fruit should be yellow or ripe, then sold.
Very good. Okay, that's a very valid question. Now, the brother is saying, we discussed it before, that the Prophet forbade alayhi salatu wasalam selling of fruit until they ripe. And he was asked how it is ripe. He said becoming yellow or red. Now here you're saying that the previous owner, he just impregnated it, and yet he is worthy of having it or keeping it. The issue is different. In the first hadith, what is forbidden to buy the fruit before it is ripe. In the second hadith, the buyer is buying the whole farm, not the fruit. He's buying the tree, he's buying the land, he's buying the streams. And therefore, he is not being fooled, because the first one, I buy the fruit that is not ripe. After 2 months, maybe it doesn't become ripe. Maybe it has a disease or a snow falls and it dies. So I lost my money. In the other case, no, I'm buying the whole thing. So the fruit is part of the tree itself and part of the farm. And there is no problem in that, inshallah.
Sheikh, my question is related to my fellow brother, that you said that fruits must be ripe before they have been sold. But there are certain fruits, you know, which we, like mango, we can have a green mango as well as yellow, the sweet one. And even in the guava, what you call in Hindi is Peru. So even we have a green and yellow. So what's the ruling on that?
Okay, that's a valid question. Now, regarding the mangoes, whether they're green or yellow, green mangoes are ripe, right? So you sell them and you eat them. Then the hadith of the Prophet is not only restricted to yellow and red. For example, green apples. If you have a tree of green apples and I'm waiting, inshallah, tomorrow it's becoming red. So tomorrow it's becoming yellow. I cannot sell it. It's green. No, the color is not intended. What was meant is when it is ripe, ready to be consumed and eaten, then it's permissible for you to sell. So I hope this clarifies the issue. Yes, Akhi.
Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Suppose we own a slave which is a female.
If I'm the owner of a slave which is a female.
Yes. Aren't hijab conditions applied?
Does the hijab condition apply to them? The answer is no. A female slave to her master is like any of his wives. So the hijab does not apply. Any questions? Yes.
Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam.
Can we keep a slave who has not yet attained the age of puberty?
The answer is yes, because keeping a slave, buying a slave, giving a slave, it's like any property you have. A slave is part of your property. You can sell it, you would inherit it if you die, and you can give it as a gift. But again, this is not the topic we should be focusing on, in the sense that slavery does not exist anymore due to the weakness of the Muslims and due to not abiding by Islam and the Quran and the Sunnah. So let's keep it simple. Yes, Kareem.
As you said, that the right of retaining the fruits is for the seller. So does he have the right to increase the price and tell the buyer that if you're buying the fruits, then I increase the price?
This is a very good question. And this can only be applicable at the bargaining stage. The buyer and the seller. He comes to me and says, I'd like to buy your farm. And I say, I'll sell it for $1 million. He says, but I have a condition. I'd like to have the fruit. I said, in this case, I'll sell it for $1.5 million. He said, no, you have no right. I said, yes, I have. We did not make the agreement binding. We're still in the bargaining stage. So if the deal is done, meaning that he says, yes, okay, I'll buy it for $1 million. Here's the check. Okay, and I say, I accept, and we separate. A few days later, he comes and says, yay, I want the fruit. What would I say to him? I would say to him that the deal is done. The Prophet said, alayhissalam, that the fruit are mine, because I did the work. So I didn't know. Sorry. The Prophet alayhissalam's hadith is the final answer, and it is the ruling and the verdict that we should follow, and nothing would affect that, and Allah Azza wa Jal knows best. This is all the time we have. Until we meet next time, fi amanillah, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Yeah.